to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Carolina and all the ships at sea. How are you today, Producer Ramona?
I'm great.
Can you hear me in there with all this wind?
Yeah, I can.
With this wind? You can hear me? You still hear me over this wind?
The wind's on the inside of the building.
The wind's everywhere. Don't tell me that, because the wind has turned Hartwell into the Atlantic Ocean in storm season. I mean, it's unbelievable how windy it's been out there today. Absolutely. I don't know how long this is supposed to last. I don't even know where it came from. But be careful out there, because the wind can be dangerous. I was getting buffeted around with the truck today.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were in that Jeep.
No, the Jeeps, I would have been really buffeted around.
You had the good sense not to drive the Jeep.
Well, actually, that's a lie. It just happened to be the order they were in the driveway.
The one with the gas.
That's actually what it usually is. That's, as God's my witness, Ramona, that is exactly what it always is.
Yeah.
I drive the one that has the gas in it. That's it. That's it. I try and get gas as few times as possible. Drive the one that has the gas in it. That's right. That's exactly right. You're smarter than you look. Just kidding.
I don't even know how to respond to that, because I think if I respond to it, it's going to make it worse. So I'm saying nothing.
So she's taking the fifth.
I am.
We have lots of things to get to. Obviously, some of them aren't good. I don't know where to start. I would start with this. What's that old saying about don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining? I think that's where we are. I think that's where we are with Clemson football right now. I think the stuff about, if you know what you're seeing, then you know how close we are. I don't know exactly. I don't know what you're seeing, because you're not close at all. I mean, I'm sorry, it's just not. And that's concerning. It's concerning because it seems to indicate, and this is why I think people are nervous, because it seems to indicate you don't think you have a problem. And there's a clear problem. I mean, this is not a one-year decline. This is a 4 to 5 year decline. There's been no offense for 4 to 5 years. I mean, you had 3 points in the middle of the fourth quarter against Penn State. I mean, Rutgers put up 40 on Penn State when Penn State had all their players. You had 3 in the middle of the fourth quarter. I mean, that's a problem. The offense is in the 50s. There's been no offense for the last 4 or 5 years for the most part. And so it's not a one-year thing. And I think to fix it, you have to acknowledge there's a problem. I mean, this team is beating nobody this year. The reality is I don't care about the stuff about, greatest comeback ever. No. I mean, against crappy teams.
Oh.
The best team this team beat all year was Louisville, who and Miller Moss quarterbacks them. You know, other than that, all the wins were sort of meaningless, hollow wins. And this team has not been competitive against elite teams. Look, there have been lots of issues offensively. And I think, you know, we've heard some of this ad nauseum. I don't know how you choose to divide it, okay? There are lots of things. There are lots of things. Look, do I think Dabo Swinney can fix this? Yes. I still think he's the best leader in college football. I still believe in the man. I believe in his work ethic. I believe in his positive viewpoint. I think it served him well. But I also think there comes a time that, you know, I think it was Larry Williams who posted some of the things Dabo Swinney said back in 2017 or so. You have to adhere to that. You have to adhere to that. And this is going to take significant change to reverse this program. This is not close. This is not one play away. Listen, a Penn State team that not only lost all their players, but also lost their whole coaching staff just took into the shed. Non-competitive football game. You've got to acknowledge there's an issue, and then the way to fix it is the portal. Portal is the way to fix it. It's the only way to fix it. Did App State just hit a big play? I think they did. I don't need that to happen. I think I have Georgia Southern in this. I need Georgia Southern to continue the winning ways. We'll see. Yeah, they did hit a big play. But there have been major problems all year long. How you want to rank those problems is up to you. I think the quarterback has been the biggest problem. I think Cade Klubnik's just been playing bad. And quite honestly, given his decision-making, I actually have to wonder about his intelligence level. I have questions. I think that matters at quarterback. I think there are physical attributes, traits he lacks. You know, if you put him on, if you just tied him in the 40, I think he'd run pretty well. But he has absolutely no feel for the run game as a quarterback. None. It's not been a real part of the offense in his entire tenure. The run game for the quarterback has always been a part of Clemson's offense. It supplements the run game. Deshaun Watson rushed for 1,100 yards in a year. He ran a 4.940. Cade Klubnik's faster than Deshaun Watson, but he has no feel. Trevor Lawrence, when he came here, had no feel for the run game. None. But after a year, he did. After a year, he did. And then it became a very important factor. Won the Ohio State game. But Cade has never had that. Never. He had like one shining moment against a Pittsburgh team that, you know, everybody on their team was injured. But other than that, I mean, the quarterback run game in Cade Klubnik, it's been non-existent his whole career. For a guy who people talked about what a great athlete he was, and he was going to do all these things. You know, his career ended sort of the same way that it's been. It ended with, you know, him taking a sack on a fourth down play. I mean, look, every 8-year-old knows at the very least you got to chuck it up in the air. Hope that your guy comes down with you. You absolutely can't take a sack. Forget everything else that went on before, whether you should have seen it, whether they were showing blitz, whether you should have had a hot read, whether you should have handled that whole thing. At the very least, at the end of it all, you got to just chuck it up in the air. Yeah, chuck it up in the air. There's been no commitment to the run game all year. It's been a constant source, seemingly division between the head coach and the offensive coordinator, because we've heard it all year. You're at the end of the season. It's the same issues that were plaguing you at the start of the season. Same issues. You know, so I don't know. You know, people were perturbed with the comments about Cade Klubnik in the NFL. Look, if that was in a vacuum, you know, I can understand why that wouldn't mean much to people. The problem is it's associated with these other comments, and it makes people wonder. You know, again, the stuff about one play away, or, you know, if you know what you're seeing. I mean, what could people possibly be seeing? It's been bad. It's not been good. There's no best is the standard in any of it. This is a team that had all these All-Americans before the year. Now, the team's biggest issue is that none of the stars played up to their alleged star level. None of them. Across the board, none of them. But you scored 3 points. Penn State's whole defense was out, other than denied Dennis Sutton, and Clemson couldn't block him at all. But Penn State's whole defense was out. And you know what? It didn't look that way. It looked like they played hard. They wanted to win. They tackled in space. They were terrific. They were terrific. They totally stoned Clemson's run game. I mean, with a bunch of dudes that no one ever heard of. I think that's telling as well. One of the things it tells me is the depth at Penn State still way better than the depth at Clemson. Way better. When Clemson was at the height of its powers, Clemson had great depth, great positional depth. There's no depth now. None, basically. It doesn't exist. And Penn State won a depth game against Clemson. Penn State played their third-string running back who didn't have a carry all year. He rushed for 100 yards. And quite honestly, was better than any Clemson runner all year. These are the realities. So the offensive coordinator didn't do his job. The quarterback was basically terrible. I mean, there's just no way around that. He just has no feel. No feel for the game. I mean, he's at the end of his career and he has no feel. The run game was non-existent. I mean, you had a bunch of backups for Penn State who were just stoning the run game completely. Penn State didn't stop the run with their starters this year. They did not stop the run with their starters. But with a bunch of backups, they stoned Clemson's first-team O-line, or a lot of Clemson's first-team O-line, with Clemson's first-team quarterback and Clemson's first-team running back. And they stoned it. Now, Clemson didn't commit to running the ball at all, which has been a problem all year long. Drops were an issue. Drops were an issue again. It's not all on the quarterback. It's not all on the lack of a run game. It's not all on the offensive coordinator. There's plenty of blame to go around. You had 3 points in the middle of the fourth quarter. There's no coloring that as close, okay? If you know what you're saying, kind of stuff. There's just no way. The offense is ranked in the mid-50s. Okay? There's no way to get from the mid-50s up into the top 12. These are the harsh realities. And the only way to fix them is to acknowledge them. That you just got to be better. That you're not one play away. That you're not close. You're not close. There's no way. There's no way the talent in this team is close to what it was back in its heyday. Either that or the development has failed. The coaching has failed. But you're just not there. Look, I'm going to tell you the truth. If Sammy Brown did not play on Saturday, the score of that game would have been like 48-10. Because the only guy who kept Penn State from scoring like on every run was Brown. Brown was the dude. Without him, that would have been a really long day. Without him, the kid who rushed for 100 yards would have rushed for 300 yards. Because it was Brown who was saving most of those plays. Because he's a freak. You want to look for which Clemson guys could be first-team All-American next year, not just first-team All-League? Sammy Brown could be first-team All-American. Sammy Brown could win the Buckus Trophy. We always knew he had that talent, and he's showing that talent. He's special. And quite honestly, there's just not a lot of special in the mix. Now, is it all bad? No. No. But it's certainly not all good. And it's time to sort of acknowledge that and go about fixing it. If Dabo Sweeney attacks the portal the same way he attacks life and everything else, this can be fixed almost immediately. Almost immediately. That's the advantage of portal. Look, we live in a football world of chaos right now. There's no question about it. But the old adage about when in Rome, do as the Romans do, you just have to do it. Because if you don't do it, you're just going to fall further and further behind. That's the reality. There are certain elements that are going to have to be addressed in the portal. And it's not just a one or two position fix. It's a major change. It has to take place. There are coaching changes that have to take place, but the portal, Clemson has to hammer the portal now. It's just obvious. And look, are there some guys who are in the freshman class that I think are going to help this year? Yes, there are. Two in particular along the offensive line who I think are both going to play and are both going to play well. I think there's a chance that Clemson's offensive line next year winds up being the most athletic offensive line that Clemson's had. I think there's a chance of that. But it's a lot of work to get to that point. A lot of work to that. I think Gideon Davidson has superstar potential. I think he does. I think if Wesco is back healthy and Moore returns, which I assume he is since he played, then I think you have potentially two elite receivers. Again, I don't know what the Wesco health situation is going to be. I don't know if we should assume that that's a given or not. The quarterback thing, I mean, again, all year long, even though Cade did not play well at the start, did not play well at the end, even though he didn't play well, you just didn't see Vezina. So it's hard for people to accept that Vezina is all that, that you can come back next year. People just saw what happened this year. With Cade Klubnik, you won seven games. If Cade Klubnik is appreciably better than Christopher Vezina, then what's that tell you for next year? I mean, this is common sense. Common sense. If Vezina couldn't get in a game the way Cade was playing, then you don't have a guy for next year. And I've said this all along, no matter who has said the opposite, and I still think it's true. I think Clemson 100%. This all starts with quarterback, okay? It just does. Football starts with quarterback. And that's where this has to start. The fix has to start there. If you can't fix that position, you're a 6-win team again next year, and you're going to have the same conversation, except people are going to be demanding change then. That's where the program is right now. There's been slippage. I mean, there just has. And it's a 4 or 5 year slippage. It just is. You know, and it has to start with winning football games. And playing better than this team has played in 4 or 5 years. There's just been clear decline. And again, it's not that it can't be fixed. It can be. It's going to take an adjustment to the way the game is being played. Again, I think Dabo Sweeney's version of college football is the right version. His belief system is the right belief system. I think he stands for all the right things. I've always said this. In the face of opposition to this notion, I have always said this. And I think in a utopian world, he would be the ultimate winner. If everybody played on the same scale, he would be the ultimate winner. He'd win all the championships. The problem is, that's not the game anymore. And now the game is a portal game. And those who engage in it are still playing, and those who don't are not playing. And it's just that simple. Now you got to make the right. The portal's not an elixir. It's not. I mean, Florida State finds plenty of ways to screw up the portal. You've got to be right. You know, and that remains to be seen. But I think it is a way that you can author quick fixes, that you can turn things around. Again, for every moment that you can say, well, you know, we lost this game close. Well, you won games close too. You know, you could argue you shouldn't have won the Troy game playing at home. So I think there's a lot to fix. I don't think it's close right now. I think it can be. I think we're going to find out in the next few weeks. I know we're late. Quick break.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Takeuchi's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now Takeuchi is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With two locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com, where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660, or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg, or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
You have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did, but I don't feel like myself.
What have you been eating?
I had turkey at my in-laws, turkey at my parents, had a turkey casserole this morning.
It's a clear-cut case of turkey-itis. I'm going to write a prescription right now for a double chili cheese aplenty from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In.
Next patient.
The Beacon Drive-In, where the food is always good, since 1946.
If you've been charged with a criminal offense, the legal system can be overwhelming and intimidating. You could be facing significant consequences. You need someone in your corner to help you navigate it all. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get the answers you need. Call today for your free consultation at 864-654-3680 or visit nicklaverylaw.com. You don't have to go through this alone. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
The holidays are here, but pain shouldn't be part of the season. If joint pain, back pain, or a recent injury is slowing you down, OrthoLaser Spartanburg can help you feel your best. Our MLS laser therapy is safe, drug-free, and proven to reduce pain and inflammation, so you can wrap gifts, travel, and enjoy time with family. Don't let pain steal your holiday spirit. Find relief today at OrthoLaser Spartanburg and make this season feel bright again.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Estes Heating and Air. This season we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year filled with joy, comfort, and peace. And here's a gift idea that keeps on giving. A UV light for your home's HVAC system. It helps keep your air clean, reducing allergens, and making your home a healthier place all year long. Call Estes Heating and Air today and give your family the gift of clean, fresh air this holiday season. Estes Heating and Air, comfort for your home, care for your family.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things? Or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judsonville District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage, weekdays 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Yeah. Here you go.
Walt Dip Tulu Road Rage, we are back. All right. You know, by the way, you give Cade credit for wanting to play in the game and to play one last game with his teammates. That matters in a world where there isn't much of that anymore. That matters. It's not all negative. And I think there are some significant positives as you look ahead to next year. But those positives have to be built upon in a manner in which you recognize that you're not close right now. You are not competitively close right now. I mean, honestly, that game with Penn State did not look competitive, right? And the longer that game went on, the less competitive it looked. And Penn State's not only missing all their players like you are, but they're also missing their whole coaching staff. And yet, there was no question who the better coach team was. Penn State was the better coach team. They just were. I mean, those dudes who were playing for Penn State, a lot of them hadn't played all year. They looked like they knew what they were doing. I mean, they just didn't miss tackles on defense. They're making every single tackle in space, every single one. They were stoning the Clemson run game, and of course, Clemson did not stay committed to the run. And then offensively, they had a plan. You know, now you have the same OC, okay? So there wasn't change there. But offensively, they had a plan. Their plan was balance. They ran the ball effectively with fourth and fifth and sixth string running backs. Martin was way down their depth chart. He ran for 100 yards. They had 200-yard receivers. Gronkemeyer carved Clemson up. And by the way, he's a much better talent than Cade Klubnik. He just is. And I said this from the first moment he played, I thought he was a better talent than Drew Aller. He's a round one NFL draft pick. Gronkemeyer, whether it's going to be at Penn State or elsewhere, and I think it'll be at Penn State, he is a future round one pick, period. I mean, he's 6'5 with a big-time arm. That's what it looks like. That's what it looks like. The wind and the conditions didn't bother him. I mean, what did he throw for? 270? Two receivers, each with 100 yards, one with 100 and one just under. So, and, you know, and it started with the fake punt, whatever that was. I mean, I don't even know what that was, but it seems symbolic of the year. I mean, you've got a situation where not only are guys not on the same page, I mean, depending on your viewpoint, you could suggest that was called. I mean, look, some of this stuff you put on your punter, if you get a specific look and you see it on film and no one's running with a gunner that you might take advantage of. But, you know, Penn State almost seemed to bait Clemson into that. So I don't know if it's just the punter's decision that he went rogue and decided on that, or whether that was something that Clemson talked about, if they got this certain look, and for whatever reason he thought he had it, that never should have been on the table at all. I mean, it's like 10 degrees and the wind and everything else. There's no way you want your punter throwing the ball. It should be completely off the table in those circumstances. No way on God's green earth are you doing that to start a football game. I mean, the two guys weren't on the same page at all. I mean, I don't know what Hanifin was looking for. I don't know if he's running a nine route and he thinks the punter's going to throw it 60 yards, or if he thinks the ball is just going to be punted. I think it looks like he thinks it's a punt, but I'm not 100% sure. Quite honestly, it was such a cluster bleep that I couldn't really tell. I mean, I think you can make cases for all things. But one thing, I mean, you know, if Hanifin thought the punter was throwing the ball, then I don't know who he thought the punter is. I mean, if he thinks the punter is like, you know, I don't know, Dan Marino, and he's going to throw it 70 yards. I mean, at some point, you know, the guy who's running with the gunner has a wide receiver number, and he's playing inside leverage on Hanifin. And so if you're going to throw, if that is a pass play, at some point, Hannifin's going to break out. There's going to be an outbreaking element at the top of that route. He's not just going to run forever and think the punter's going to throw it 70 yards in the wind. So I have no idea. All I know is it was horrific. The second I saw it start, I'm like, oh, no, what are you doing? What are you doing? Honestly, it all went downhill from there. So there's still a lot of talent on this team. You can find areas and find players, and there's still a lot of talent. I mean, I just think you have to live in this reality to some degree of what this has been the last 4 to 5 years, not just a one-year decline. It's been a 4 to 5 year decline. The offense has essentially not been functioning for 4 or 5 years. The defense has been up and down in that time frame. I mean, you fired the defensive coordinator because you couldn't stop the run last year. So it's been a 4 or 5 year decline that culminated in this year. Now the question is, can you change that? Can you change it? I think Dabo Swinney can still change it. If he adapts to this world that we're living in and says, look, we're gonna have to fight fire with fire. Cliche time. We're gonna have to do that. We're gonna have to hit the portal. We've got to compete in the same way everyone else is. And again, what does that mean? It means a quarterback, a running back, a wide receiver, because I don't know if you can be 100% certain a West goes out. I'm not sure what you have in Brown, quite honestly. I think the tight end room has been overrated. The stuff about, you know, three NFL guys. I mean, right now there are no NFL guys, okay? And we'll find out whether Betancourt becomes one or not, but... you know, I think that's the reality, you know, and people say, well, that Clemson just hasn't targeted them. I got a newsflash for you, Sherlock. You target guys who get open. You target guys that have advantage. You target guys that have ability. Clemson's offensive staff are not idiots. They're not totally ignoring great players, okay? If you think so, then you're the idiot. And there are just some of these elements that, you know, for example, and I have a different opinion, for example, on the Keith Adams thing. I mean, I don't think Adams should have gone and made those comments publicly. But in terms of what I think he is, do I think he's right? Do I think he's wrong? No, I think he's wrong. I think he's by far the third best back on the team. Distance. I mean, I'm sorry. So you would play him above Randall, above Gideon Davidson? No, I'm not. Because I just don't think he has that talent. I just don't. I think I think he tries to run hard. I think he tries to run short yards. I'm not taking a 235-pound Adam Randall out of a game in short yardage to give it to Adams. I'm sorry. I'm just not. I'm just not. That's one thing I am with the staff on. I don't get the Adams love. All right, what do you have, like 70 yards and like 15 carries in garbage time, and we want to make him out to be a Hall of Famer? I just don't see it. I'm sorry, no offense, I don't see it. You know, maybe he'll go somewhere else and be great. I don't know, but personally, I don't see it. So, listen. The question isn't, why didn't you give the ball to Keith Adams more? The question is, why didn't you give it to Randall and Davidson more? That's the question. People are asking the wrong question. I don't care that they didn't give the ball to Keith Adams. I don't go into any game thinking, man, I got to get my third string running back more carries. No. No. And the question is, I got to get my first string running back more carries. I got to get my second string running back more carries. Those are the questions. Not whether I can find a way to get my third or fourth string running back more carries. And quite honestly, had Clemson's total backfield been healthy, had you not lost two guys to injury, Keith Adams would have been RB5. He would have been RB5. So I don't buy that one. I'm sorry. I don't see that at all. We have lots to get to. Matt and Anderson, I'm coming right to you. Matt wants to talk about Clemson underdog. You can get in if you want. 654-7627. I'm actually just getting warmed up. Let me tell you about Underdog. Football season's in full swing. Underdog's the best place to get in on all the action. Plus, with Underdog Unwrapped, you'll unwrap tons of promos all throughout the holidays. We've got boosts, gimme picks, deal reveals, and even some surprises sprinkled in. Now is the best time to get in the game. You can make picks and win money right now in South Carolina. It is Underdog Unwrapped. Trust me when I tell you this. Boosts are the thing. You got to get in on every boost. When Underdog gives you a boost, that's an automatic play. You play every boost. I don't even care what sport it is. Ask somebody. You play every boost. Playing on Underdog is easy. Just pick one of your favorite players. We'll go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, receptions, touchdowns, and more. Get your picks right. You can win up to 5,000 times your cash. It's Underdog. And by the way, you can actually pick games on Underdog now as well. If you've been following me through the bowl season, you've done pretty well thus far. Download the app today. Use promo code ROADRAGE to score $75 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code ROADRAGE, all capital letters, one word. Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus. Present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms _DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. All right, I'll take a quick break. Matt, you're up first. When we get back, we have lots more to get to.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Before you break ground on that exciting project, here's a friendly reminder from Fort Hill Natural Gas. Safety first. Call 811 before you dig. It's the law and it's free. Whether you're planting a garden or installing that dream patio, make sure to dial 811. Your ticket to a safe and worry-free project. Fort Hill Natural Gas supports and recognizes safe digging practices. Your safety is their priority. Dig smart, dig safe. Call 811 before you dig. Brought to you by Fort Hill Natural Gas, where safety meets satisfaction.
Chickasaw Point, a gated community along the banks of Lake Hartwell, has so much to offer, from breathtaking golf to a reimagined event center at Overlook Restaurant. Offering delicious food and available for events like meetings and weddings, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. For a free estimate today, call Central Electrical Services, the full service and warranty dealer for Generac home standby generators, at 864-556-8002.
If it matters, we're talking about it.
Like it matters?
Oh, it matters.
We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Well, I'm heading into Memphis, Memphis, Tennessee. The one place in this world I can get some good to eat. I'm hungry for some loving and some fried chicken. It goes down greasy.
Walt Diptula, Road Rage, we're back. You know, I was listening to Ben's story about Yankee Stadium and about the setup there. And quite honestly, I wondered about stuff like this. I found that really interesting. It's so Clemson got the full luxury of being like kings for a day. How about that? Pretty cool, really. You got, you know, Dabo Sweeney's in Aaron Boone's office, you know.
That's cool.
Yeah. I don't know if you get to drink any of the alcohol, share it. You know, this is Aaron Boone's bottle of his 75-year-old scotch. Well, it was your bottle, Aaron. Today it's ours. I don't know.
I don't know about all that.
But it was. But it's a pretty cool setup. Ben City's in front of Aaron Judge's locker. I mean, it's pretty cool. I mean, you're right there. So you got basically your Kingsford day. You know, you get to use everything, which that's, from a facility standpoint, pretty neat. Matt and Anderson. Matt, how are you, Matt?
Walt, hey there. How you doing, man?
Good, Matt. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. As always, glad to be in. Walt, some things in life that some people will tell you and you won't forget. And when I tell you this, you're going to instantly remember. I called your show when you done a poll a couple months back, and you wanted to know what Clemson was going to finish with. And I told you that I was one of the people that picked them to win out and go on to the ACC championship and beat Miami. Yeah. Remember when I told you that?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Well, that didn't play out that way. Anyway, Walt, I tell you that to tell you this. I'm a huge Clemson fan, man. I thought in my heart that there was absolutely no way that Kate was going to want to lose his very last game as a Clemson Tiger. After all the emergency and everybody talking about him and, you know, he is, he ain't, I thought there was no way he was going to lose his last collegiate game.
See, I viewed it the exact opposite way, Matt. I didn't think there was really much of a chance that Clemson was winning that.
I need to borrow your glasses. Mine are broke, man. I'm serious. I went on underdog, and I seen that underdog was giving Clemson 3.5 points. But if I elected not to take those 3.5 points and just pick Clemson straight up, that it paid more money. So, man, I put $66 on Clemson to win straight up, and I knew at halftime I had messed up.
Well, Clemson was the favorite, so you sort of lost me on that.
Well, right. So if you pick them without the points, it pays more money.
Okay, yeah.
If
okay.
you pick them okay. with the I, points, I, like if
I think
you
maybe
take
you
the
said it the
half,
opposite way. Yeah, okay.
Oh, if I did, I apologize. I didn't mean to. But, yeah, it's like, you know, three different options. You can take the over-under. You can take it, you know, straight up, or you can take the point spread.
Yeah.
So when I seen that Clemson was getting the 3.5 points, I thought to myself, I don't want the 3.5 points. I don't need them. I mean, I think Cade's going to go out there and ball. And he balled all right, didn't he?
Yeah. You know, again, it was a total system fail. It's not just one guy. It was the whole deal. I mean, Clemson had 3 points in the middle of the fourth quarter against a Penn State defense, which was basically without all of their starters except Deni Dennison.
I want to say it was the Ohio game. I got to thank you because you did help me win some money on that game. I looked at your picks on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, y'all pick on y'all, you know, challenge y'all do. And I go with you, man, and I even seen that you had Penn State over Clemson, but I thought this time Walt's wrong. Wish I'd have went with you, man.
Well, I understand it, Matt. I understand. You know, part of that is your heart, which you got to be careful about letting your heart govern your head on these things, but I get it.
Right.
Thank you, Matt.
Have a good one, Walt.
Good talking to you. Somebody wrote me and said, well, you know, giving it to Adams down at the goal line is better than giving it to Peter Woods. I agree with that. I never would have done any of that. I've said that a million times, but I wouldn't have given it to Adams either. I would have given it to Randall. I think we're conflating things somehow with Adams. All right, we're bringing in different arguments. All right, the Woods argument—that's like a red herring argument to me. That's not a real argument. Woods shouldn't have been on the field, and Woods should not have been given the ball at all. I mean, he should have worried about dominating defensively, which he didn't. All right, I don't understand any of that. There's no way on God's green earth I'm ever handing the ball to Peter Woods over Randall. Randall's the running back. He's a conversion. But and look, there were elements that he didn't do great. He didn't run great behind his pads. There were times he didn't see the holes because he's still learning the position. But at least he's a running back. He's playing running back for you. I'm not giving the ball to a defensive tackle. I'm just not. I don't care. I don't care what you think. I'm not doing that. I think that's silly. I thought it was silly every time I saw it. Whether it worked, whether it didn't work, I thought it was silly. I'm not a fan. Look, listen, I'm not a fan of trickeration or trick plays either. You know, like the last 1,871 trick plays I've seen tried to be seen college teams try to execute. They've all failed. They're just a massive fail across the board. So I would skip all that crap just in general, and I would just play football. I wouldn't run any fake punts with my punter. I wouldn't be giving the ball to my defensive tackle. I mean, you need to run the ball with your running back. You weren't good at that. But it's not an issue of, well, we failed to get Adams into the game near the goal line to run the ball. It's not that. That's not the argument. That's a red herring argument. All right, that's not a real argument. The argument shouldn't be Adams over Woods. The argument should be Randall over Woods. If Randall's RB1 and he's 235 pounds, why am I not giving it to him at the goal line? That's the argument. And somehow we're conflating these things, and I get it. But I just think it was a year in which everything went wrong, and it's just as bad at the end. And a lot of things, I mean, at one point we heard that Clemson had incredible safety depth, that we weren't worried about the safeties at all. They had at least five or six guys that could play. Well, I mean, basically none of them played well. And that includes Ricardo Jones with his interceptions. He was also involved in a lot of the busts. So, you know, that's the reality. Texter on the tight end thing, Texas Bentancur is a high ceiling, just not sure he's been developed like nearly all our players. Sapp has crazy good hands for his size, gets open even if it's not blazing fast. Well, again, I've said from the moment I saw Bentancur when he was in high school, my belief was he could go on to be one of the best tight ends in Clemson football history. That hasn't happened yet. Maybe it will at some point, but it hasn't happened yet. But don't act like these tight ends are all world, okay? They're just not. This notion that the three of those guys are playing the NFL, that's not happening. Right now, none of them are. And Bentancur is the guy who has the talent. He's the guy with the talent. But none of it has shown up. None of it has shown up. And it's not just, well, nobody targets them. You know, it's more than that. That's just an overly simplistic viewpoint of it. So, you know, listen, there were a lot of things that went wrong with this football team. And there has to be substantial change. This is not close. There's no, we can forget the close stuff. It's not close. I fully believe that when Clemson does have talented pieces, that if you supplement with the portal, and you hit your calls, you hit the guys you bring in, then I do think you can be right back in the mix next year. I do think that's possible. In that respect, I think it's still close. In that, I think you can get there. There's still talent in this program, okay? I think Clemson has some talented young offensive linemen. In fact, I think given the recruiting class that Clemson just had, I think there's more young talent on the offensive line right now than there has been at Clemson in 20 years. Now, two of those pieces are freshmen. They haven't shown up on a college football field yet. Okay? But I think there's a chance. All right? Now it's how you supplement it in the portal with some experienced pieces and add depth and how you develop it all. Those are questions. Again, the coaching is another issue, and I don't mean in regard to Matt Luke. He's one of the good guy coaches. Okay, he's one of the guys who doesn't need to check the cut list. You know, I wrote something on Twitter about it's like when you're a kid and you check the cut list. Even if you knew you were guaranteed to make the team, you were still nervous about the cut list. And there are a lot of Clemson coaches right now that probably should be nervous on their level about the cut lists, about the cut list. You know, the Turk at the pro level, bring your playbook. I think there's some guys who should be nervous. But so there were a lot of things that went wrong. But there is talent. I mean, Sammy Brown's a freak, as we've told you, you know, right from the beginning. And he just gets better and better. And I would be really disappointed if he's not like all college world next year. I expect that from him. I think Hell is a good player. I think Lawson... I think You know, I thought Hell had a good first half of the year. Then I thought he sort of plateaued and flatlined. And then that was about when Clemson started to make better use of Lawson and move him inside and outside. And I thought he really played well until he got hurt. So I'm pretty optimistic about them. I think a couple of the other linebackers have ability. The secondary is essentially a redo. You're going to need lots of pieces in the secondary, period. I think all pieces, all of them. I think you need safeties. You need corners. I think that's obvious. I think you need another defensive end. I don't think you can. I think it would be a massive mistake not to add another defensive end. I do not want to go in to next season with just Helt and Lawson. You suffer an injury there, and you're screwed, in my estimation. So I think you do need another defensive end. You need help on the offensive line. You need an experienced running back. You know what? I don't know if Fuff Bothwell can get back in the transfer portal, but I might look at him. I wanted him last year. I think you may need to add a wide receiver depending on your certainty over the health of Wesco. And certainly in consideration for whatever TJ Moore is going to do. Again, people have asked me about Moore. I get what happened before. I get the social media posts and such, but my belief is he wouldn't have played if he was going portaling. I mean, that just seems logical. Now, maybe logic doesn't apply to any of this anymore. I don't know. Maybe it doesn't. And then, obviously, you need a starting quarterback because the starting quarterback of this team, I mean, people can tell me whatever they want. The starting quarterback of this team is not on this team right now. And if he is, then I think Clemson's a 6-6 team next year. I don't see any way around that. That's my belief. This is a different Matthew in Anderson? Two Matthews in Anderson. Matthew, how are you, Matthew?
Hey, Walt, since we're having that issue with that, I think we're going to go ahead and start saying from Star, because I'm really from Star.
Okay, so. All right.
Matthew from Star.
Star, yep.
Anyway, I've enjoyed listening to your points already just now. I wanted to add a few things. One thing is I think Garrett Riley never really had a chance because he didn't get to bring who was his staff with him. That being said, he was so vanilla this season on his play calling, and I understand why. He didn't have the talent, right?
Yeah.
That's not the case. The talent was there. The talent was.
I don't think it was Matthew. I don't think it was. I don't think it was there at quarterback. I don't think it was there at running back. I don't think it was there on the offensive line. Certainly not on the type of run game that he ran at TCU, where he had athletic offensive linemen, and that enabled him to do some things schematically he couldn't do here.
Right. I give you that. Like I said, I always give you the upper hand on stuff like this because I respect you and I believe you've been doing it longer than I have, watching it. But I have ADHD and OCD, so I'm kind of in the same boat with you. I have numbers in my head that will never make me money, that will never this and that and stats and stuff. But over the years, what I have noticed from Clemson is when we lost Tony Elliott, everybody wanted Tony Elliott gone.
Yeah.
I can still remember calling the show and telling, do not get what you wish for because you're going to be regretting it. Now, guys, now what you got? Now you sit there and you're complaining about, you know, the next great Riley to come through. And I heard all these things and glad Tony Elliott's gone and we got this going for us. And now those people have turned and went the other way. And it's just hard to watch. And, to see Dabo's face on that sideline, I can only imagine what he was thinking. I really could, especially on the fake punt.
Yeah.
Do you think Dabo didn't know that was going to happen?
I think it's hard to tell watching that replay. I think there are things that make you think the punter did this on his own, and then there's some things that make you wonder. So I don't know. I think that it was in the plan
if they got the right look. I think the punter thought they got the right look. My belief is it never should have been a part of the plan in 15-degree weather and those type of circumstances. It should have been an absolute no. I don't care what you saw in film, what you thought might happen. I don't think the punter should have been throwing the ball. I mean, the quarterback couldn't throw the ball in the conditions.
Exactly.
And the receivers couldn't catch the ball. The quarterback couldn't throw it. The receivers couldn't catch it. So I don't think I want my punter throwing it to my safety. You know, if you think about that right there, you know, think about that, Matthew, right there. The quarterback couldn't throw in the weather. The receivers couldn't catch in the weather. So I'm pretty sure I don't want my punter throwing to my safety.
You're a genius. Oh, Mike, are you sure you don't want to quit your radio show and go be an OC Force buddy? Are you sure? Put your collared shirt on, baby. Go out there and get it done for us. Another last thing I'll take off the air after I say it is Tristan Smith. I see why he was not on the field a lot this year. He did not know the playbook.
Yeah.
He I think he's a great kid. I think his passion for the game, I love that. I love that little it factor he does have. But maybe he'll stay, and maybe next year he'll blossom to the receiver we want him to be. But we've had too much talent come in the past 7 years. And receiver, running back, quarterback.
Yep.
We just had too many people coming in.
Matthew, I got to run. I'm sorry I'm at the top of the hour. I saw a tweet from Tristan Smith the other day. It seemed to indicate he was gone. I don't know. Quick break. We'll be back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Be home for the holidays with a brand new home in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson. The Sunrise Community by Empire Homes has move-in ready homes for sale, which means you can be moved in and unpacked before you welcome guests for your year-end celebrations. New reduced prices plus a 2-to-1 buy-down mortgage incentive with a starting rate of 3.99% means big savings for you. The community pool opens in 2026. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to explore these new homes.